Now I want to talk to you on the subject of the dispatch from the strawberry field. Dispatch from the strawberry field. And the subtitle is Unconscious Path to Success. Your unconscious path to success. So let's pray that God will help us over the next little while. And my clock, I'm sorry to say, is not working properly. So we're still working on this. It seems to be broken or something. But God needs to help us today. And I want to talk to you about your unconscious path to success. Let's pray. God, in your name, touch us and help us here for the next little while to receive your word, the power of it into our hearts, into our life. In Jesus' name, we ask it for your glory. Amen, amen. All right, turn and shake hands with somebody and say, Brother Mooney's going to preach on his dispatch from the strawberry field. Dispatch from the strawberry field. Not long ago, just a few hours ago, I was picking strawberries in our little strawberry patch. It would be much larger than it is if my son Jonathan had not mowed under one whole row. But it survived, and there are strawberries there. As a matter of fact, it's a good crop this year. Last year, it was not a very good crop, but this year, it's a great crop. And so we enjoy fresh strawberries. Indiana strawberries are probably among some of the best-tasting strawberries in the world. And so this little thought came to me from the strawberry patch, and so that's why I'm saying the dispatch from the strawberry field. I would have said dispatch from the strawberry patch, but it gets confusing. What I really want to tell you is that there is a plan of God and a work of God that goes on in our lives. Stay with me now. Of which, most likely, you are unconscious of. Now, I can't just say that without taking you to the scripture. And so let's go to Mark chapter 4, and let's see what Jesus had to say about your unconscious path to success. I was picking strawberries, and I was thinking about how magnificent this whole process is. And life is process and development, process and development, process and development. I was thinking about that as I picked a beautiful, beautiful strawberry, and I was just so amazed. It was so perfect. It was so beautiful, and I was almost moved to tears to think how beautiful this thing was and how it was just there somehow and how it benefited us as men, you know, just that kind of stuff. And I was reminded of what Jesus said in the scripture. I had to go back and get my Bible later. I made a mental note, and I came to this verse in Mark chapter 4. I wasn't really sure where it was at. I knew it was one of the parables, but I found it. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep." Kingdom of God is like a man who would cast seed into the ground and sleep and rise day and night, and the seed should spring up and grow, he knoweth not how. And this was the thought that I was thinking when I was picking those strawberries. How is this possible? We go from bloom to this beautiful thing that is so luscious and delicious. Verse 28, Jesus continues this. He says, "For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, and after that the full ear of corn. But when the fruit is brought forth immediately, he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come." Now, let's get one thing clear. There is a difference between living the divine life and the spiritual life and living a carnal life, an earthly life. If you are gripped, and as some famous writer, I think it was Chuck Swindoll, wrote the book In the Grip of Grace. If you have been gripped, it's a wonderful phrase. If you've been gripped by God's grace and God's mercy, you're in love with Jesus. There's no other way to describe it. You're just in love with Jesus. And you have come to understand that there is an eternal life, that there is something beyond the grave, that we don't just live and die and then that's the end of the thing. The book is closed. It's over. No, you believe in eternity. If you are in a place with God where you understand that there is such a thing as the spiritual life, the divine life, the holy life, the godly life, then you are an extremely different person from the average person in this world. I believe Acts 2:38, when you're filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that is a distinct and separate work from any other thing that happens in this world. It's different. It's not from men, but it is from God. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the work of God upon the human heart, and it brings you into a dimension of eternal understanding. And there's a difference between that and just being a human being, being an earth man. We're not just earth men and women. We belong to God. And we know that God has placed us in His kingdom. How many feel you're in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ? And your success is a process and development. Now notice this. Jesus begins here in this parable, a little short parable, verse 26. And He said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. You are not carved in stone. Jesus is not saying here, I'm going to take a man and I'm going to carve him. I'm going to carve him like an artist would carve in stone. And there he is, a Christian. There he is. He's all finished up. He's polished. He's carved in stone. He's ready for the museum. That is not what Jesus is saying here. He said the kingdom of God is not like that at all, but it is like a man who would plant a seed in the ground. It has a process to it. It has development to it. It doesn't just all happen at once. And then Jesus introduces us to an extremely amazing concept. If you think about it, and the more you think about it, the more amazing it is. He says, it's like a man that would plant a seed and he goes to sleep and he awakes day and night. And he sees this growth, he sees this process, he sees all of this development, but he does not fully understand it. Now, the mystery of life, of course, is the stuff of legends. People have written tremendous volumes of philosophy about it, and the scientists are always exploring life, 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 life. But even with all the new gadgets, even though we can take x-ray and we can look into the human womb, all of that, life remains a mystery. It's just something about it. We can figure out this and we can figure out that, but there's so much that we cannot figure out. And this is what Jesus is saying. He's saying, you know what the kingdom of God is like? It's not like you carve something in stone and there it is, you have it, park it in the garage. Now, some Christians think they're museum pieces. You do know that, don't you? And the pastor's supposed to come here every Sunday and dust you off. Polish you up and say, well, here it is. This is Mr. French. He was carved about 1905 out of gray granite. He's in a gray suit. He was carved out of gray Philadelphia, Pennsylvania gray granite. And he's pretty good. We just keep him all shined up there. Every once in a while, we have to put some new glasses on him because people steal his glasses. And this is this over here is Statue Brown. He was carved up in Canada. And we bought him from the Canadian church and brought him down here and set him on the... No. That is not what the church is. It's not a collection of artifacts. I wish somebody would help me preach now. It's not a collection of statues. As a matter of fact, I look at you folks, and polishing is not going to help you. You need growth and development. You are like a seed planted in the soil, and you're in a process. You're in a journey, and it's going to take some help from the power of God. The seed is planted, and yet we don't really know. It's kind of a mystery. How does it grow? It's a law of progress. See, you're growing right now. You're on a journey of success, but you're unconscious of how it is exactly going to take place. I do know this. There is a law of progress. There's a law of process, and that is, if you are yielded to God, you're going to keep growing until you get to completeness, until you get to maturity. As the Apostle Paul said, we grow unto full stature. I don't know when you're going to get there. I don't know how you're going to get there. I don't know exactly how this works. I go to sleep, I get up. But I do know this, that though I may be unconscious and you may be unconscious, you are nevertheless growing, and God is pushing you forward to get you to the place where you ought to be. You're in a process of success and you're unconscious of it. You say, I don't know what's going on in my life. Maybe not, but God, who is the Lord of the harvest, who has all power that is in heaven and earth, he knows how to take you through the process. He knows how to take you through the journey. And you go to bed and you wake up and you don't even realize that you're many times unconscious of the growth pattern and the growth dynamic of your life. A man can stand here today and he can inspire us. He can make us feel so much passion, because when Brother Underhill walked up here, he had a testimony, and no doubt through that experience, you grew. God gave you things that you perhaps would not have received anywhere else. He also gave you enough sense to get off the motorcycles. I asked him before church if he was still riding. He said, no, not anymore. There is a process. But look what the Lord was doing. Brother Underhill, he was developing you. He was growing you. He was giving you a testimony that maybe you could give here on Sunday morning, Memorial Day 2006, that would help some poor struggling Christian to say, if I could just trust in God, I can make it through every trial, every test, every circumstance. Could I tell you something? Yes, you are on your way to perfection. Yes, you are. You're on your way to maturity. Yes, you are on your way to God's completed state. But the process by which you get there, you may be unconscious of it. And what may seem like a complete disaster, complete failure, is not that at all. This is what Jesus was trying to say when he says, everything in nature has a life of its own. We don't know exactly how it grows, but it has a life of its own. We know that if the branch stays connected to the vine, it will grow. If we keep the seed in the ground. Now, Sister Jean bought some weeds for us. Some beautiful decorative grass, which is weeds. So I planted them. Now, they're not doing very good. The other day I came by, and we planted them according to the directions, and we put those roots down in there, threw in a little fertilizer, did everything just right. But particularly there was this one little clump of grass that was not growing so well, and I touched it. And when I touched it, it just like crumbled, and it broke off. It immediately broke off, and I thought, this is terrible. And so I wanted to root around it. I wanted to fix it. And I thought, well, no, I really don't understand this. Maybe this whole process just breaks off, and we're not to be discouraged here. Just leave it alone. And I just kind of patted it down and moistened it just a little bit and left it alone. Sometimes we want to take what God is working on. I'm preaching to somebody here today now. I've preached a long time, and I know that I'm preaching to somebody here today. Somebody help me pray just a little bit. We want to get in with our hands and work around. God said, just leave it alone. I know how to get it. You're unconscious. You go to sleep. You wake up. You don't really know what's happening. There's very little we can do except weed our garden. Maybe fertilize it a little bit, and you certainly in your own life can do that. You can pull out the distractions. You can pull up all the things that keep you from praying and keep you from coming to church. You can do that, and you ought to do that. And you can fertilize yourself a little bit by worshiping God and by singing songs and by reading the Bible. But at the end of the day, it is God that is in charge of your life. It is God that determines how you get to where you need to go. And sometimes the journey is easy, and sometimes the journey is hard. Sometimes it's across a desert land, and sometimes it's over a mountain. But however God wants you to go. Just keep moving, keep believing, and don't ever be weary in well doing, for you shall reap due season if you faint not. When a child comes into the world, ladies and gentlemen, it is a frightening, anxious moment. For anybody who has any brains at all, you look at a little child, look at all the little babies around here. And look at some of the big babies. and you realize that some of the little babies may turn out like some of the big babies, if God does not help us, life is awesome. It's complex. It's interesting. It's powerful. And we don't really understand how it is that we grow. I don't have a formula for your life. Everything grows of itself. I do know that there is a process. I do know that we can do little except weed and fertilize a little bit. I do know that in spite of our carelessness, some things still do pretty well. You ever make a mistake? And in spite of your mistakes, you're surprised? In spite of all my failures, I'm still surprised. I'm still alive. I don't know how I made it, but thank God I made it. He walks with me, talks with me, helps me. And in spite of all the things I do, sometimes that's foolish and crazy and stupid, God still helps me through every day, through every night, through every difficult situation. What a mighty God we serve. Because if you... Look, I didn't say this. Jesus said this. He said the kingdom of God is like a man that plants seed. Now, when you plant something, you are saying, little seed, I don't understand how you're going to grow it. I don't know how you're going to make it. I do know it is a process. But I also know that you're going to be exposed to things. Hot suns, long days. You can't really protect. You can't really protect a crop from the exposure of elements. Big crops. You might do a little hothouse thing. But not big productive crops. You just got to put them out there and say, this thing all depends on the elements and the growth that I don't even understand. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now, Jesus didn't stop there, of course. He said there's development along the way. He said, first the blade. Right now you drive through Indiana and you see all the corn blades up. Corn blades are interesting. They're kind of beautiful, aren't they, to see them kind of push out from underneath the clods. Are you okay? I'm in the Bible. How many know I'm preaching the Bible? See, the Bible's all around you. And you, this little blade pushes up. And you get excited, but it's a long ways from being a blade to being a full ear corn. Long ways. That's a long journey. Having grown up on the farm, I realize that's a long journey. Blades are kind of exciting. A little corn blade or wheat, whatever it is, it's kind of exciting. But they're very tender. Very tender. You have to be careful. You can't drive the tractor any way. And not only that, they're very subject to negative things. It's like new Christians that come in the church. They're very wonderful to look at, but they're very tender, very tender. The least little thing can crush them. I wish I had some mature saints here would try to latch on to what I'm saying. The little blade is tender, and it's very subject to negativity. You can't just... You can just about dump anything on me and I can keep going because I've already been through a lot of storms. But sometimes new Christians, you got to be careful, you know. What you say to them and nourish them. You watch those farmers. You go out and watch them, study them. They'll cultivate those corns. They're very careful. When they come down in the field, they're very careful how they approach the field. They don't even want to crush one blade. It's all part of the investment. And Jesus said, there's a process. There's development in your life. And I'm trying to speak to somebody. I'm just about finished. But I want you to know there is such a thing as development in your life. Secondly, you have not only that little tender blade, but Jesus says here, then the ear. And it's so beautiful. When you look at corn or wheat, and it begins to form, and it is so vibrant, and it's so beautiful, and it's so filled with promise. People stay in the church a while and they get filled with, they're just beautiful, and you see them begin to change and you see the process and you think, this is great. And they're so filled with faith and they're so filled with anticipation. And you look at them and think, they're going to be great Christians. But here's what every good farmer knows. that when you get that first little seedling and it comes up and it's a blade, it's so tender and you got to take very good care of it, and it's so subject to negativity, and then it grows, it keeps growing. You don't know how, because you sleep. See, you're unconscious of the journey, really. You know, the scientists, they can say what they want to say, and you can find books and they draw it all out, but there's just a mystery to it all, still an unconsciousness to your success. Somebody says, Pastor, what can I do to be successful? Just live for God. God will take you down that road. I can promise you this, that your darkest night may be the sign of a great morning, a great new morning where the sun's going to rise. Don't be discouraged. God knows how. See, we're often unconscious. Isn't that what Jesus said? He said, you sleep, you wake up, but you don't know how it happens. You start out just this little blade, and now look at you, you're growing. But how did you get here? I don't know. But God has kept me all these years. But here's what every farmer knows. I'm closing now. Every farmer, he knows that when that tomato or when that strawberry or when anything begins to really take shape, there's a thing, especially in corn, there's a thing called blight. And that's when the worms come and the blight comes and the disease comes. People are like that. At that stage, you have to be careful. So what do farmers do? They go out and they sprinkle them with all kinds of chemicals. That's what I'm trying to do when you come to church. I'm trying to disinfect you. Because some of you are not at the place of full maturity yet. And so I'm going to spray a little bit of bug spray on you. Protect them, God, help them. There's worms out there. There's Japanese beetles. Because I know that as you grow in the Lord, you know, you've been in church 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 10 years, you're still subject to blight. A lot of blight, a lot of disease. But Jesus didn't quit there. We need to spend more time with this. But Jesus, he moved us quickly, did he not? And he said, but then there is that third stage, the full corn in the ear. And this is so powerful, because when you get there, it's time for joy and the harvest and humility. That was the first emotion I had the other day when I reached for that strawberry. It was just humility. I know you think I'm being too mystical, but it's just so human. How does this happen? How does it happen? We picked strawberries the other day. We didn't get very many. The first picking, only about 7 or 8. And I put them in a little bucket, and Mickey washed them up, and little Mickey ate all 8 of them. I didn't even get one. She just wolfed them down. They were so good. But the last time, we had enough for my cereal last night in the middle of the night. God just... It's so human. There's a time when you just reach maturity. And it's humbling. And it's also a time of great joy, because the harvest comes. There's much to be said here, but suffice it to say that this is my dispatch from the strawberry field. And if you don't like that title, then you can use the second title, Your Unconscious Journey to Success. You say, I don't know where I'm at. That's all right. I don't know what's happening. That's all right. God knows. Everything grows of itself, and everybody's life is a mystery. You have no way of knowing. When you're flying over the cement wall, you have no way of knowing. What am I doing? I'm never going to... You didn't make it to Branson. But you have no way of knowing how God can use even tragic moments. You look back and say, He was there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. Bow your head with me. The kingdom of God is like a man that sows seed. You're not a carving in stone. You're like a seed. And the seed goes through process and development. And sometimes you sleep, and sometimes you awake, and sometimes you walk through your garden and you pull weeds and you spread a little fertilizer. But Sister Mooney, at the end of the day, you don't really understand it. I don't know how I made it over. Somehow I made it over. The poets lament, the preachers try to talk about it, but in the end of the day, it's just God's grace, God's mercy, God's love. I'm talking to somebody. You may be a little blade. You may just kind of be shooting out of the ground. You're very susceptible to negativity. Stay close to leadership. Stay close to your pastor. Stay close to people that love you. You may be a little down the road. You're, as we would say, you're tasseling out. You're developing. You're looking like a good crop. But you're very susceptible to blight, worms, and infection. Stay in church. Let the preacher spray you down every Sunday night and try to clean up all the negativity and little things that sometimes things can attach themselves to you. My dad used to walk out in the middle of a cornfield and rip off an ear and peel it down. Take his finger and push in on it to make sure. And he was very clever. He knew about those things. He knew what needed. Brother Underhill, he knew what kind of maybe need some fertilizer. He noticed bugs in there. Then he'd check out maybe 10 or 15 ears, and the same bug was in all of them. Oh my goodness, we got a problem. They'd go out and spray. That's what church is all about. Stand with me.
Brought me through.
Yes, it did.
I'm living.
Everybody sing it now.